Epilogue. Heathcliff's death. After hearing Nellie's story, I had no wish to visit Wuthering Heights any more, or to become friendly with Heathcliff. Later that year, I had to go to London on business, and I left Nellie at the Grange to look after the house. I was away for 3 months, and when I returned, I was surprised to discover that there was a new housekeeper at the Grange, who told me that Nellie had gone to live at Wuthering Heights. She didn't know the reason why, so I decided to visit her and find out. As I approached the house, I noticed that there were flowers by the door and that the windows were open. I heard voices, not shouts or curses, but sweet voices in loving tones. "Now read the line again," a woman's voice said. "It is a necessity," said a man's voice. "Very good, Hareton, and I'll have 2 kisses for payment." I was surprised to hear such a sweet voice at Wuthering Heights. I walked to the back door and found Nellie sitting in the sun.
"Mr. Lockwood," she cried, "this is a surprise. Did you receive my letter? I explained everything in it."
"No, I didn't. What happened?"
"Haven't you heard?" Nellie said. "Heathcliff died."
I could hardly believe it. "When did he die?" I asked.
"A month ago. Sit down and let me tell you everything."
We sat down in the sun, and Nellie continued.
"Zillah left, and Heathcliff asked me to return here and look after Catherine. So I took a local woman to work at the Grange, and I came back to Wuthering Heights. I'm so glad to be back with Catherine again."
"Yes," I said. I heard her and Hareton through the window, and I couldn't believe how friendly they were.
"In a way, it was Heathcliff's doing," Nellie said. "He kept Catherine here like a prisoner, with no one to talk to. Slowly, she began to get closer to Hareton, and offered to teach him to read and write. Now they're like two lovebirds. In fact, they're going to be married on New Year's Day."
"That's wonderful," I said. "And Heathcliff? How did he die?"
"I'll tell you. He was stranger than usual towards the end. He hardly ate or drank, and I don't know if he ever slept. He often stayed out all night. One day, he locked himself in his room and didn't come out, not even to eat. When I knocked on his door, he didn't answer, so I decided to leave him alone. The following day, there was a terrible storm. I went outside and looked up at his room. The window was wide open, and I decided to go up and close it. I have keys to all the rooms, so I went upstairs and unlocked his door. What a shock I had! Heathcliff was lying on his back. His eyes were open, and he was staring straight at me. I touched his hand. It was as cold as ice. He was dead, of course."
"But when I last saw him," I said, "he seemed so strong and healthy."
"He was," Nellie said, "but he didn't want to live any more. He believed that in death he would be united with Kathy again. You know, the local people say he heard Kathy's voice the night he died and opened the window to try and let her in. Poor man."
Nellie's words made me shiver as I thought about my earlier visit to Wuthering Heights. "Where is he buried?" I asked quietly.
"Next to Kathy, as he wished," Nellie said. "It's ironic. The only person who mourned him was Hareton, the son of Hindley, his hated enemy."
"May he rest in peace."
"I don't think he does," said Nellie. "The local people say that they've seen the ghosts of Heathcliff and Kathy running on the moors at night."
"Really?
Do you believe in ghosts, Mr. Lockwood?"
Again, I thought about my previous visit to Wuthering Heights, and I shivered a second time.
"Do you, Mr. Lockwood?"
Nellie asked once more. I didn't reply.